Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. 822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings. Gary Wellings.
Oh, I think we're having a little... Are we all right there, Derek? Okay, you're looking funny at me. Thanks for tuning in and catching another edition of The Drift. Saturday, beautiful day outside. Ohio State and Michigan going at it down here in Ann Arbor. And still tied, Derek, I'm assuming. Yeah, 21-21. It was good first quarter there, just back and forth. But be that as it may, we have a lot to cover today. As always, I'm not married to my agenda here on the show. So if you have a subject you want to talk about or a comment you want to make, 734-822-1600, you are welcome to call in. And talk about all the news of the week, and that's what we do on The Drift. We discuss the news that we put up on The Daily Drift, www.thedailydrift.com. It's the news you need to know. Now, I do that every day for you to look at, and you can get a free subscription to The Daily Drift just by going to the website and putting in your email address. And I don't track it, store it, or anything else with that address, so feel free to put it in there. I'm not going to sell you anything. It's strictly there for you to be informed. Our sponsor this half hour will be Accurate Insulation with Greg Plank. And a little different take before we get into the news of the week. We're going to talk with Greg and his daughter because he is sponsoring It's a Wonderful Life being put on by the Brighton High School players. Greg, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Gary. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, I've got let me fix something. There we go. What is your daughter going to be in this play? Is she playing a main role in It's a Wonderful Life? What is she doing?
No, she isn't playing a main role. She's a freshman at Brighton High School, and she is in it, and she's actively going out and getting support for the play.
Okay, awesome. And it's going to be December 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th. And people can get tickets by going to the website right now. That's www.bhsplay.com, bhsplay.com. Yes?
That is correct.
Okay. And, well, it's, you know, one of my favorite movies of all time. You just got to, if you don't watch it at least once a year, there's something wrong with you. I think it's, you have to be an American. You have to watch It's a Wonderful Life once a year at Christmas time. Has your daughter done plays before? Is this something she plans on doing?
Oh yeah, yeah. She's done several plays in the past. She's a published author, and she's done several things in the entertainment business, I guess.
Well, good. We need to get her involved with the Current a little bit, and get her maybe writing for us.
Fantastic idea.
Yeah. So this show, it's again, it's Christmas time. The Brighton High School players, they do a pretty phenomenal job when it comes to theater for a high school group, and very prolific, it seems like, several plays a year. Do you get to see a lot of these?
I do, and actually Carol Ann would probably speak a little better to that than I. Even though I go and see them, she spends many hours doing it.
Yeah, yeah. Now, is Carol Ann with you? Is she available to talk about the play at all?
Oh yeah, she's here.
Yeah, let's put her on and have her tell us a little bit about It's a Wonderful Life.
Hi.
Hi, Carol Ann. How are you?
Great. How about you?
Good. Good. So, tell us a little bit about the play. Who's in it? Is this something new for you guys, the first time around, or is this one you do every year?
Well, like my dad said, I'm a freshman, so this is my first year in the play. We have some phenomenal actors, and some of my close friends are in it, and so that's great to work with them. I have the pleasure of working with Miss Alexander, who is the director, and Miss Walt, who is the other director, and they just do a fantastic job each and every year.
Okay. And is this going to be right at the high school, right at Brighton High School, right in the theater area?
Yep. They actually redid the theater, so now it's better and cleaner. And it's just, it's mind-blowing to just be in there.
Okay, good. I'm going to try and get up there this next week. And now, is this in the evening? Is it in the afternoons? What are the show times?
It's 7 o'clock for the dates for the 6th and 7th and 8th. 7 o'clock
okay.
p.m.
Okay, great. And again, people can buy tickets at bhsplay.com.
Yes.
Okay, that's a great way to go. Easy to buy them right online there. Anything else you want to tell us about the play, Caroline?
It's just so much fun to work with all these people. Like I said, some of my good friends are in there. And I've made a majority of my friends through the play. And I feel like we are a family now. And even if you're on crew or cast, we all just come together and we are just one big family, and it doesn't matter your position or how big your role is. Everyone's treated the same, and it's just fantastic to work with everyone.
Right. So you don't have any prima donnas rolling the set, right?
Well, we have a few, but...
Well, that's good. Cherish the memories, because it's something that most people, you know, they may want to do but never do because they don't have the guts. I think it does take a lot of guts to get out there and accept a role, even if it's minor on stage or even being a member of the crew, as you said. It's putting yourself out and above what most people will do. So thank you for doing that and bringing this wonderful play to our area. And let's hope most people can get up there to see December 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th at Brighton High School. Again, you can go to www.bhsplay.com and see It's a Wonderful Life. It's great. Now, Caroline, do you want to put your dad back on for a minute?
Okay, he's here.
Thank you.
Hello, Gary.
All right, Greg, so thank you so much for being a proud sponsor of the high school play. And in return for that, I'm saying, hey, Greg, tell us a little bit about Accurate Insulation. I know what you guys have done. Having done insulation job myself many years ago in my attic, I would never do it again, and I would urge people not to try it themselves. See the professionals. Tell me what it is you guys do different than the average insulation company.
Well, we are a full-service insulation company. Everything from the blowing in the attics to the spray foam to ventilation solutions and ice damming solutions. And really the key to it all is the guys that we have doing it are outstanding. We have all certified individuals that will be coming out to your home to install the insulation, and more times than not, I would be the one coming out for a free consultation. And most folks don't know it, but we offer 0% financing for 24 months and a lifetime warranty on all of our workmanship.
Right. And what's interesting, when you add that option, that 0% financing, let me tell you, you have some significant savings in your heat bill, whether it's electric or gas. Your heat bill will go down. And if you're offering 0% financing, it's really almost a trade-off, wouldn't you say?
Oh, no question. There really is. It really takes any doubt out of whether or not, if someone's on the fence, whether or not they would like to do this. It's a no-brainer, really. And this time of year, we're quite busy, and a large part of that is due to, well, we run an ad in the Current, and that really works out great. The Current pays out in spades.
Well, good. Thank you for that plug.
the return on investment there with advertising dollars is great.
Right. Now, I notice there is something you do run in your ad. It's called infrared scanning, and I think this is important. A lot of people don't know about it, and it's a good way for people. Maybe you do have enough insulation in your roof, but there are other parts of your house where heat could be escaping or heat could be getting in the summertime, but conversely. Is that something new for you guys, or have you been doing that a while, the infrared scanning?
It's fairly new. The last few years, we've been doing infrared scanning. And Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's basically an X-ray vision where you can see through your walls to see where that cold air infiltration is and where you're really losing it, where you can't see with the naked eye.
Right. Now, I noticed because, you know, in an older home built in the 60s, you'll sometimes feel that draft coming out of a electrical socket or something. And I'm like, you know, where do I find that on the outside of the house? The infrared scanning will tell us that, correct?
Absolutely. And it's nice to see the before and after shots where
right.
you can see where the material actually sealed it in. And it's a nice peace of mind for the customer who really cannot see when we insulate within an enclosed wall.
Right. Right. So it tells you what you actually got, what you paid for, which is awesome. So what's your website there, Greg?
Our website is accurate-insulation.com.
Okay. And your phone number is 877-434-8973. Make sure you call the professionals at Accurate Insulation. And as Greg said, he'll come out to your house, give you a free consultation, and this is well worth doing. And with that 0% financing, you're silly not to take advantage of that. So great job, Greg. Thanks for being a sponsor, and thanks for being a sponsor of the show as well. And let's hope all goes well with the play, and hopefully maybe we'll get together and see you on the 5th, 6th, 7th, or 8th for the play.
Thank you, Gary. I appreciate it.
All right. You take care. Thanks, Greg.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, so there you go. If you got nothing to do, I think that's next weekend, the 5th, the 6th, the 7th, and the 8th. Spend a little time, go up and see a play by the Brighton High School theatrical group, and It's a Wonderful Life, something you normally watch on TV once a year. This year, try going to see it live and in person at a play. We're almost time to take another break, but I want to hit something real quick. Let's talk a little bit about Obamacare, then I swear we're going to get away from it because I've had up to here with Obamacare myself. Michigan insurance companies, it's too late to reinstate old health care plans. Now, if you don't go to the Daily Drift, you should, because I always have links to great stories and great websites like Michigan Capital Confidential, which is the media arm of Mackinac Center. And Jack Spencer has a great article, I think it was yesterday, actually, he put out. It's the Michigan insurance companies talking about the state of Michigan said, yes, we want our insurers to go ahead and do what President Obama said, which meant those people who were leaving or losing their insurance policies, they could extend them for a year. And unfortunately, the big insurance companies like Blue Cross said, yeah, thanks a lot, but we're not going to do that. And the reason they're not going to do it is, number one, it's illegal. The law is the law, no matter what President Obama says. He can't just go ahead and undo the law. We're going to get into that after the break. But the Michigan insurance companies are saying, no, we're not going to do it because we've spent 3 years now. And honestly, you have to think about this. If you're someone who's lost your insurance, I'd love to have you call in. Or if you've had to change your insurance, 734-822-1600. I'd like to hear from you. Or if your premiums have gone up, I'd like to hear from you. But they spent 3 years getting ready for Obamacare. The time passes. It's time to move on and get rid of the old policies and deal with the new policies. All right. And the reason people are losing policies is because they have to meet the criteria set up under Obamacare. And once you do that, you have to quit the old policy at the beginning of 2014. It's just that is the law. That's the way it was written. And for the president, whose job is not to make the law, but to enforce the law, it's wrong for him to just go ahead and say, I can't do it. So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to get into why you can't just do that. We'll see you on the other side.
To succeed in today's business environment, your business needs to be seen by as many customers as possible. The Current newspaper serves Washtenaw, Oakland, and Livingston counties. Advertising in The Current is the best way to get your money's worth out of your print media budget. The Current has grown 600% since 2007 because The Current has a unique venue for local content, common sense, and your business message. Getting your business message into thousands of homes utilizing The Current newspaper for mere pennies a piece is the best way to do that. And your ad is also seen online for free. Call Gary Wellings, Chief Editor of The Current at 734-629-6010. That's 734-629-6010. Or go to currentonline.com. That's CourantOnline.com. Grow your business in print and online with The Current newspaper.
In the beginning, we had something called the official ABC warehouse. Will beat any deal, any time. And
you're listening to Gertie.
TV, stereos, computers, home office accessories.
Founder of ABC Warehouse.
We sell, but we ran out of paint.
He's talking about ABC's two-word or less policy.
I used to think that yelling and screaming would let everyone know that nobody can beat ABC's prices.
Uh-huh.
But then I realized the or less policy works even better, and my throat doesn't hurt so much.
I guess that's why they call Gertie the doctor of the deal. Although, no, thank you. I'm not turning my head and coughing.
The or less policy means we'll beat any deal, anytime, even our own prices. It's so simple, it really speaks for itself.
I couldn't have not said it better myself. ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale.
This week at ABC Warehouse, get a GE Glass Top Range Now closeout price from just $347, our lowest price ever. ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale. Get the sale ad online at abcwarehouse.com.
In today's economy, you don't want to spend a fortune on interior design. You want your home to look good, express your tastes, and reflect your personality at an affordable price. Gail McNally Interior Design can help you with each phase of your design concept or just a single step. Whether you have an idea or no plan at all, Gail will help you realize your dream home. She can help with backgrounds such as wall color, tile, carpet, and window coverings, to furniture and even accessories. Gail has been an interior designer for more than 26 years, serving not only residential but commercial clients. She has a college degree in interior design and is a longtime member of the American Society of Interior Designers.
Call me today at 734-717-2951, or you can email me at gailmcnally@gmail.com. That's gailmcnally@gmail.com.
Gail McNally, Interior Design.
This is a test. This station is conducting a test of the emergency alert system. This is only a test. This is a test of the emergency alert system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station, WAAM Radio, serves the Washtenaw County operational area. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to Catch My Drift here at Wham! Talk 1600. And on the line, we've got Jenny calling in about insurance cancellations. Jenny, welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, Jenny. How are you? How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. I did everything that nobody else does.
Uh-oh.
Well, so, yep, I didn't do anything that you guys usually do. So that was my Thanksgiving.
You know what? Good segue. I was a little underweather this, so we didn't do any turkey either. I think we had Chinese food at home. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we were not feeling quite well enough to get out and do anything like we normally do. So
missed
my family, missed the turkey and the whole nine yards. But, yeah, we just were not up for it. So, but it's nice to have a little change. So I got to spend a little quality time at home, which is cool. I don't get to do that very often. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, you work so hard.
Well,
my goodness.
Thank you, Jenny. We try. So tell me, did you have an insurance cancellation? Did something happen with your insurance?
I will next year. A bunch of us will. that didn't this year. Any seniors or disabled people that have Medicare and that have a Medigap insurance plan will be getting canceled sometime in 2014.
Now, what are they doing to make up for that, Jenny? Have they told you what else is going to cost? Is it going to cost you additionally? Are you getting something better?
I just found this out from my girlfriend's insurance agent, who is now becoming my insurance agent as well, because I'm going to need help next year to figure out what I'm going to do.
Right. Right.
And, you know, that they're not sure when this is going to happen in 2014, but it will.
Yeah, I tell you what, there's a lot of people being affected by it. The thing that bothers me the most is not the fact that they just went ahead and did it, but the fact that did they knowingly understand what they were going to do, or did they just not think far enough ahead correctly as to all the problems that were going to come out of Obamacare? I'm flabbergasted that the people we elected to office, the highest offices of the land, could either be so stupid that they could have these kind of results, or worse, are they doing it on purpose?
I think it's intentional, but, you know, that's just my opinion.
Yeah, well, I've got that conspiracy streak in me, Jenny. I'm the same as you. There are times when I want to believe that nobody could be so mean-spirited as to want to destroy the best healthcare system in the world. And yet, how could anyone be so stupid as to destroy the best healthcare system in the world? It boggles the mind that, you know, more than 50% of the people in this country voted for a man who would allow this to happen, whatever the reason, you know. So,
well, anyway, but, you know, I tend to disagree a little bit. I have not had enough of ringing this bell, and I'm going to continue to ring this bell about Obamacare, because it affects everybody.
It does. And I'm glad you call in and stay on top of it. You're one of those regular listeners who calls in all the time. And you know what? The fact that you call in means you're putting yourself out there, Jenny, because you know what? The average Joe won't get out and do that. And that's what we all have to do. So I'm glad you're out ringing that bell and keeping people fired up, because that's what it takes. We have to get fired up.
I just found out this stuff this week. Right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, nice Christmas present for you, right? Yeah, yeah. Well, thanks, Jenny. I appreciate the call. Stay in touch and keep ringing that bell.
I'm gonna.
All right, take care.
Okay,
so there you go. Jenny's gonna have her, and I think a lot of people who are on Medicaid or on Medicare will be affected adversely. They don't know it yet. They will. And no matter how Barack Obama thinks he can just willy-nilly make changes, he can't legally. And we have a track that I want to play. Now, this is from Charles Krauthammer. If you don't know who Charles Krauthammer is, I don't know what rock you've been living under. He's got a new book out, so he's making the circuit pretty well. But he's a regular contributor on Fox News and one of the smartest men in the country. That's too bad we can't talk him into running for an office. But he's talking about Obama and the way Obama has flaunted? Yeah. Anyways, disregarded the Constitution. Let's play that track, Derek.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about how the administration, particularly the president, seems to think that he has the right to change duly passed statutes on his own or to suspend whole parts of laws on his own. I mean, the Constitution is pretty clear. The president executes the law and the Congress passes the laws. So, for example, a few months ago, Obama decided that he wanted to postpone the employer mandate of his own law of Obamacare. You're not allowed to do that. You've got to change the law in Congress if you want to do it. And he did it, you know, without hesitation. A year ago, he did some recess appointments you're allowed to do if the Senate isn't in session. The problem was the Senate was in session, and the courts have so rule. This is a very cavalier attitude. But the worst part was what happened a couple of weeks ago when the president was really stung by the fact that there were all these cancellations of insurance policies.
Okay. So Krauthammer's on. We're going to come back from the break and we're going to talk a little bit more about how the president seems to ignore the Constitution on a regular basis. We'll see you on the other side.
People are always on the move, driving to work, getting the groceries, hauling the kids to soccer. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600, just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham for intelligent conversation with hosts like Bill Bennett, Glenn Beck, and Theron X. They stay tuned in for Fox updates, and they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600.
News Way to Go, I'm Pam Puso. Despite improvements to the problem-plagued healthcare website, some Republicans remain skeptical.
We've been down this road before, said Congressman Fred Upton of Michigan. What reason do we have, Upton concluded, to believe things will be different now?
Fox's James Rosen, the White House says 90% of website users can now create an account. Forecasters got this one wrong. After predicting a busy hurricane season, there were a total of 13 named storms, two of them hurricanes, and only one making landfall. All in the U.S., the Atlantic hurricane season officially ends today. Instead of taking the field for a youth football tournament in Las Vegas, some players spent Friday in the hospital after coming down with flu-like symptoms.
Could be airborne virus or could be a foodborne. We don't know the answer to that.
Clark County Battalion Fire Chief John Steinbeck. Fox News, we report, you decide.
I'm Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current and The Daily Drift. With today's internet environment, it's easy to get information overload. The best way to process this information and cut through the internet chatter is to get your news delivered in a concise and effective manner. Get the news you need to know at thedailydrift.com. Check out The Daily Drift, one of the fastest growing websites around. At The Daily Drift, I find the local, state, national, and international stories you won't get from the mainstream media, and I make it easy for you to link to them. You'll also get original common sense opinions from local writers. You can even get a free subscription that will deliver a link to your email inbox every day for free. You'll also get instant access to all archived podcasts of The Drift Radio Show and links to the best articles, opinions, and websites. Go to www.thedailydrift.com. That's the news you'll need to know at thedailydrift.com.
Grateful. That one word describes Gail Berry at the UPS store in Canton when she thinks about our veterans and our troops. Grateful for their sacrifice to protect our liberty. Grateful to live in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Join Gail in supporting the Wounded Warrior Project by going to woundedwarriorproject.org and giving a donation. Visit Gail's UPS store in Canton at Joy Road and Morton Taylor for all your printing, packaging, and shipping needs.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for catching my drift on this beautiful Saturday. Waiting to hear the next results of the Ohio State-Michigan game going on. We're missing it, Derek and I, here in the studios. But we'll keep tabs via the internet to see what's going on. Let's take care of a little business this half hour. Our sponsor for the half hour is Pawn to You. Are you paying high interest rates on your credit card debt? Are you having a hard time making those monthly payments? Do you have valuables at home that are collecting dust? Let the experts at Pawn2You see if they can turn your valuables into cash at a lower interest rate than you may be paying on your current credit card debt. Now, that's important. You want to be able to get things paid off without having some of that kind of stuff going on. At Pawn2You, you can get confidentiality and convenience. They will come to your home or office, and you can call them at 734-389-5228. That's 734-389-5228. Or you can go to their website, www.pawn2you.com, or you can just simply email pawnloans@yahoo.com. So there you go, Pawn to You. If you have some collateralized loans that you'd like to get done, go see the professionals at Pawn to You. Okay, so we're talking about Obama flouting. Boy, I got to look that one up. Ignoring the Constitution and not doing his part of the government work. His job is to enforce the laws made by the legislature. In this case, Obamacare, he pushed it. He had the Democrats push it through without one GOP vote in both the Senate and the House, and had 3 years to get it ready, and it's been a complete failure. Now, with that being said, why is it that he can now willy-nilly make decisions as to who's going to be delayed, who won't have to abide by the law that's been put on the books? That is not his job. That needs to go back through the House and Senate to have those changes made. And yet, pushing the executive order envelope, he's making these decisions and doing it in such a fashion as the insurance companies, telling them, go ahead, you can give those illegal policies another year to go. No, you can't. They're breaking the law. Are you just promising not to enforce it? Which he's very good at. He hasn't enforced any laws. I mean, one of the big ones he's not enforcing is immigration. You know, people talk about the immigration program being broken here in the United States. It's not broken. The laws are there. The laws are on the books. They need to be enforced. Build a fence. Help keep those people out of the country that do not belong here. And you know what? It's always easy for the liberals to say, these are just people looking for work. Yes, that may be the case in some instances. But there are criminals coming across that border. There are terrorists coming across that border. There is no reason in the Senate and the House to do anything with immigration other than get that fence up first and fix what needs to be fixed. So there was a nice article. We have it on the dailydrift.com, and you can email me. If you don't want to call in, 734-822-1600, you can email me your comments, gary@thedailydrift.com, and I can read your comments on the air if that's what you want to do. But Saudi Arabia has a little different take on dealing with illegal immigrants. Right now, they're deporting 50,000 Ethiopians. Now, the Ethiopian government, luckily, is helping to repatriate those illegals and bring them back to the country. But the fact that they're just making that move, they have a problem with illegals, too many of them in the country, and so they are getting rid of them. They're telling them to leave. They're working with the Ethiopian government to get them back to their own country. And that's the way it should be done. Now, good luck getting Mexico to help take any of the illegals back into their own country. You know they don't want to do that. But let's take a phone call from John. Wants to talk a little bit about Iran. You're jumping the gun on me, John, but go ahead. What do you got?
Okay. Hey, happy Thanksgiving to both of you guys.
Yeah, to you too.
I'll tell you, I didn't eat any turkey. Because I was so upset with this, I had an apple, and I'm telling you straight up, and I'm a chowing on first time ever. So what happened? Lip service from all the countries with sanctions to Iran, and this time we get some teeth in it. How do you know that? Because the mullahs and the shah contact us, and they say, hey, you're not letting us import any oil, or I mean export any oil, import anything. This has got to stop. It's hurting us too much. So John Kerry, our new Secretary of State, what does he do? He should have said to them, okay, I want you to stop enriching uranium with your new 14,000 new centrifuges that can do it five times the speed of the old ones, and I want to be able to inspect, see everywhere what you've got, and then we'll talk about it. So no, the mullahs say to him, well, I'll tell you what, we'll let you do some partial temporary inspections for 6 months, but we need to keep some of the centrifuges. We'll put the others off to the side. And we'll just leave the enriched uranium right there, and they can reconstitute it at any time with these new centrifuges. And so then Kerry says, okay. And then he lifts an $8 billion sanction, and that month happened to be the celebratory month where Iran, you know, forces all their people to do the chant like we're having Thanksgiving, death to America, death right. to America, burning the flag and all this. And now Israel being abandoned by us totally, I mean, we can just look at the history through the 5 years of how they've been treated by this administration president. They have to go over to Saudi Arabia, who has interest because they're in the area, and they're talking about looking at a preemptive nuclear strike.
Yeah, well, isn't that funny, John? Because I was going to get into this later in the show, but we'll might as well roll with it while we're on it. The strangest bedfellows in politics, right? Here, Israel and Saudi Arabia don't rarely have a whole lot in common. They don't talk a whole lot. And yet, the stupidity of the American foreign policy is forcing Israel to be bedmates with Saudi Arabia because they both have a problem with a nuclear Iran. It's astounding to watch what is happening in that part of the world, all because of the lack of leadership and the foreign policy that's based on ignorance, if nothing else.
Oh, and it's worse than that, because when you look at it this way, here you go. All right, Chernobyl, the meltdown of a power plant in Russia. They alone, we're not talking a bomb. If you and I, you two from the radio station, we went there and we got too close, within a month, we would die from radiation exposure. And look how long it's been. So Japan and China, they know the totality of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and that was just a grade below the big nuclear and its finality. So it's a deterrent. But Iran feels that if they can kill millions and have a bloodbath, as many as they can in the world, well, really everybody, because they come after the rest that they didn't get, were infidel, then they feel either from the well or from the sky, the 12th Imam comes out or down, and they have this great utopia, and then Muhammad can be the ruler of the earth, you know, the one and sole God. And so they when you see a picture of their little kid with wearing the hijab and just his eyes shown, he's got two cross straps over him of machine gun bullets and an M16 or whatever those machine guns are in their hands, and they're just little kids that are in grades. What does that say to you? It says to you, it's forever and it never ends and we will do this.
Yeah, so, well, it's a culture of death. I mean, that's what it is. They are not the type of people that you can compromise with. They are not the type of people that you can negotiate with. And the average Joe in Iran is a fairly educated person, but they are under the thumb of the religious order, the mullahs, who run everything. And so it boggles my mind that the people in Washington, and it seems like amateur hour, doesn't it, John?
Oh, God.
I mean, these people are trying to negotiate with murderers. They don't care. You hit it exactly on the head. These people believe when they die, it's a good thing. They go to heaven. They get their 72 virgins. Any culture that espouses death like that is not the type of culture you can just go ahead and negotiate in a common sense fashion. It's not possible. And until Washington, and that's the Republicans and that's the Democrats alike, you cannot deal with those people in the same way you would deal with a Western European or an Asian. That you just can't. I would rather negotiate with the Chinese than negotiate with a jihadist. It's just they don't think the way we do.
They take their kids and they line them up, and they put them in a couple hundred in a row, two or three rows, and they hold hands, and they give them a crayon in the pocket and some candy, and they have them walk the field. And this is how they clear the minefields. And they tell them if they go, they'll end up in heaven with all this candy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Iran-Iraq war was probably one of the greatest fiascos in human history. I mean, they slaughtered children left and right for their cause. And that's on both sides, the Iraqis and the Iranians.
So if we know this history, you have to say to yourself, you guys with the platform that you have right now reaching people, and there's plenty listening. Listen, everybody, if we know the history, we can't let the president say something like, well, I didn't know about it till I read the Friday paper like you did. What is the deal here? It's intentful that they're doing this, and for Kerry to try to cover it up and say, well, we're actually having negotiations. Israel should feel safe for 6 months.
Yeah, that's ignorance speaking on his part, or just flat out being a liar, because there's no way that Israel is any safer giving 6 months extra to, and that's all we're doing. We're giving a 6 month period of time to Iran to continue doing what they're doing. And any inspections that happen are going to be cursory at best, and they're not going to be seeing what needs to be seen. I mean, that's that simple. Well, great points, John. I appreciate the phone call. That's awesome. Glad we got to cover that today. Take care. So, you know, I love John's calls because he does. He hits it right on the head. You can't negotiate with people who believe that life is worthless. That's that simple. It's the same thing that we see going on in the inner cities. There is no value to life anymore. And you can't negotiate. You can't deal with people who don't believe that life is sacred, who don't believe that life is worth living. When you worship death, as so many of these extremists do, there's no way you can negotiate with them. It's just not possible. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the 2014 Senate race. It's too early to start talking presidential politics, but 2014 is here and the race is on. So we'll see you on the other side.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
Time to get ready for the 2014 Michigan Tour de Cure for the American Diabetes Association. Enjoy a beautiful day of riding on Saturday, June 7th in Ann Arbor at the Tour de Cure, one of the American Diabetes Association's signature fundraising events. With over 200 volunteers taking care of your day of event needs, you are sure to enjoy an excellent day of riding on one of the road routes ranging from 10 to 100 miles. The Tour de Cure starts and finishes at Washtenaw Community College. A minimum goal of $200 in fundraising is required per rider, and all funds go to support research, education, and advocacy for all types of diabetes. Ride for an excellent cause and help to stop diabetes in Michigan. For more information, visit diabetes.org/Michigan Tour de Cure or call 248-433-3830, extension 6694. Teens using drugs, what to know and what to do is a free ongoing two-part series. Part one provides information on how to recognize and understand adolescent substance abuse. Part two provides information on what should and should not be done to help when a teen substance abuse problem is recognized, and concludes with a short talk by a young person in recovery. All presentations are free and open to the public. To learn more, call 734-973-7892 or visit teensusingdrugs.org. To review these events and others, you can always visit Wham's website at www.whamradio.com and click on Community Events.
You've been listening to the Wham Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community@whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108. Wham! Talk 1600. In touch with your community.
Cornwell Christmas World has everything to make your home a festive masterpiece. Over 10,000 square feet of Christmas decorations and ideas throughout the store. Are you tired of your Christmas tree lights constantly going out, only staying half lit? Cornwell Christmas World can end your frustration. Stay lit Christmas trees are guaranteed to stay lit. That's right, guaranteed to stay lit. Cornwell Christmas World has over 40 varieties of pre-lit, stay-lit trees. Pines, balsam fir, and spruce. More than 15 different theme-decorated trees, all colors. Tree sizes from 1 foot to 12 feet in stock. This Christmas, choose a guaranteed stay-lit tree from Cornwell Christmas World. Cornwell has stay-lit garland and wreaths, too, as well as ornaments and Department 56 villages. Stop by Cornwell Christmas World today. 874 West Ann Arbor Road at Main in Plymouth. Call them at 734-459-7410. On the web at cornwellpoolandpatio.net.
You're catching the drift. Gary Wellings and the Drift. On Wham! Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
Okay, well, welcome back to The Drift, and your calls are indeed welcome. Anytime you want to change the subject or talk about a current subject that we're espousing on, feel free to do so, 734-822-1600, or you can just email me if you don't feel like getting on the air. Some people are a little embarrassed. You shouldn't be. This is not that difficult, but you can email me, Gary@thedailydrift.com, and I can read your comments on the air if you'd rather. And you should be going to thedailydrift.com. Make sure you stay up on the news that I put on there every day for you. You can get a free email subscription. All you got to do is drop in your email into the slot. I don't track it. I don't keep it. You'll just get a link to the Drift website every morning when this comes out. So let me take a minute, too, to handle something for the American Legion Post 322, which is located on Mill Street, directly across from Celine Oakwood Cemetery. They're commemorating December 7th, which is next Saturday. That's Pearl Harbor Day, if you don't know. Day of Infamy, that day. In 1941, Pearl Harbor was attacked by the Japanese, and the Saline American Legion is holding a pancake breakfast on December 7th from 8 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock in the morning. The menu consists of pancakes, sausage, coffee, juice, and milk. Real simple. $5 for all ages, and it's all you can eat. So if you want to get down and remember our Day of Infamy, December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day, do that. So I don't have a phone number for Don, but he sent this through. So there you go. American Legion Post 322. Google it up and get the directions down there on Mill Street. So we were talking about what needs to happen for 2014. And with the election here, and it is, we've got less than 12 months now to Election Day. And here in Michigan, we have Carl Levering retiring, thank goodness. And we have an opportunity to put a common sense conservative candidate into that office. Or we can put another Democrat by the name of Gary Peters into office. Now, Gary Peters has been a congressman, Democrat, and has followed that Obamacare. He voted for it. Now, recently he followed Fred Upton to put in the legislation that would allow you to keep your legislation. But for me, that's just an admission of failure, admission of guilt by Congressman Peters that he screwed up, that he supported Obamacare in all its 10,000 pages of nonsense to screw over the American public, to ruin the private health care plan of this country. And the result is we're going to end up moving towards single payer, and we will end up destroying the best health care in the world. So you can thank Gary Peters for that. Now, luckily, we're starting to see a few ads against Gary Peters, and it's none too soon either. Derek, we're going to play this track pro bono for them just to give it out.
The new federal health care website, where Michiganders are forced to sign up for Obamacare. Gary Peters voted for it, and how's that going? Many families are losing coverage and have to buy costly new insurance on a $500 million website that Washington can't make work. Now Peters wants to stay in Washington as Michigan's next senator. And that makes sense if you think Michigan needs more Obamacare. Congressman Gary Peters, Pure Washington. PurePak is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Okay, so PurePak's getting a little heat from the liberals on this one. But you know what? They're doing their job. They're pointing out the obvious. They're pointing out the fact that Gary Peters supported the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. We should call it the Unaffordable Care Act since it's jacking everybody's premiums through the roof. So don't think for a minute that you can get off the hook by just saying, yeah, I'll vote Republican this time. Whether it's Terry Lynn Land or somebody else comes out of the woodwork, Terry Lynn Land is not my favorite, but if she's the nominee, you can bet your bottom dollar I'm voting for her. And that's the way we have to look at it. You're seeing a dichotomy in the Republican Party right now. You're seeing the old school established Republicans versus the Tea Parties. And there's been a little hay made about Mitch McConnell fighting back with the establishment, trying to push conservatives and the Tea Partiers out of the lead because they're threatening to primary out people like Mitch McConnell. Well, I'm still trying to up in the air myself. If you have an opinion, 734-822-1600. Do we go with stronger Tea Party, more conservative people, or do we go with more moderates in order to win back the House? I guess in the end, or the Senate, in the end we have to win back the Senate come heck or high water. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So as much as I am not a big fan of Mitch McConnell, I think the entire Republican Party, whether you're a libertarian, whether you're a religious right, whether you're a moderate Republican, we have to get on the same page. I don't know how they do that. I'm not sure that you can ever take a libertarian and get him to agree with somebody who's pro-life. I just don't see that happening. But somehow the Republican Party has to pull it together long enough to stop the onslaught of this progressive left march that is ruining the country. And that's really what's happening here. I don't know how to do that. I wish we could get somebody that was trusted. I think it's going to take a name, and that's what the Republican Party seems to lack. Romney didn't have it. McCain certainly didn't have it. Will a Rand Paul have it? Will an Alan West have it? Will a Marco Rubio have it? I don't know. But I think the Republicans need to get their act together. If they want to win back the White House, if they want to win the Senate back, they've got to put people up there who speak well, who market themselves well, and who aren't going to put their foot in their mouth like we had several of these people who were talking anti-abortion. We need to stop talking about those things, at least for right now, because it's not the germane to the main issue, which is balancing the budget. I mean, we can all agree we want to help those who are less fortunate. We can all agree we want to help the handicapped, the poor, the elderly. But you can't do it when there's no money left to spend. And that's the page we need to get on when it comes to the 2014 election. We each have to get out and campaign. You can't just vote. You know, I've been on the air just over 2 years now. I think we missed our anniversary, Derek. Go figure. But over 2 years ago, during the presidential election, I talked about the 5-5-5 campaign plan that was like a take on Herman Cain's plan. And it's something you need to do. You need to make sure that you've got five friends who are conservative, that they're out voting and campaigning. You need to find five moderate friends and get them to get out and vote conservative. And you need to try. You may not succeed, but you need to try to get at least five of your liberal-leaning, left-leaning friends to see the common sense of balancing a budget, of not spending more than you take in, because that's just common sense. And you have to appeal to people's common sense. And you can't do it by being mean and by being pushy. You have to ask the questions. Now, Drake, who's in here with us all the time, he's learned that's the way to do that. You have to ask the questions or pose the questions to get people to think a little bit. You can't just bash them in the head with a Republican concept and say we have to go completely free market. You have to ask people the questions that make them think. Not an easy thing to do by any stretch of the imagination, but it's something we each have to do. And here in Michigan, with this Senate race, it is the most important Senate race probably in our lifetime, because we need to help the Republicans, the conservatives, call them whatever you want, take away control from people like Harry Reid. I mean, with the nuclear option a week and a half ago that Harry Reid took, that is going to put into place so many additional regulations, so many new liberal judges that it won't stop the Obama machine. That's what it's come down to. So we need to win back the Senate, and we need a big majority, and we need to consolidate the House as well, because if we can't get rid of Barack Obama for two more years, this is what we have to do. We have to seal control to be able to veto-proof legislation. All right, enough sermonizing. Next week, Drake will be in. I will be off. And give him your call, 734-822-1600. In the meantime, stay tuned to The Drift and email me, Gary@thedailydrift, with your comments. Take care.